And now, it's time for Southern California's fourth fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. He's back. He's the man. We've been fishing with him for so many years, it's scary. Captain Joel Ralston from the Condor is here. We're going to have some fun talking with Joel. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Hey, San Diego, it's the Ford Black Friday sales event. 4 days of the biggest savings on an incredible selection. From F-150, Explorer, Bronco Sport, or the all-electric Mustang Mach-E. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through December 2nd and get great offers across the lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event, and now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end December 2nd. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, you said it best. Today's sure going to be a whole lot of fun. Having Joel, it's been a little bit since we had Joel in the studio. It
has been a long bit, right, Joel?
Well, I've been stuck in the middle of the ocean for quite a while.
Yeah. Get a little
we
closer.
Don't do that anymore. We're back to sport fishing where I belong.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, good morning, sir.
Top of the morning.
Captain. Captain. I first fished with you 33-plus years ago on the Mission Bell.
Mission Bell, yeah, in the 90s.
Out of sport fishing.
I think that was longer than 33 years ago.
What, was it? Holy mackerel. It's got to be.
So, 34.
Maybe 34. Yeah. So you've been in this business for a long, long time.
I've seen a lot of the changes, absolutely, from no refrigeration on most of the boats to ran the legend when nothing went into a burlap sack when Lopresti and Bill Poole owned it. Everything went in the fish hold, even little itty-bitty rockfish. I've seen some changes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you have. And are they good changes?
They're good changes. Most changes people don't like, but these ones are all good.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you go albacore fishing overnight, and all the fish stayed in burlap sacks all day long. Nothing got refrigerated. Yeah, the guys would fillet the fish and leave the fillets right on top of the bait tank, leave a hose running on it, and everything was fine. That was the standard back then, and nobody knew any better.
Yeah, you did.
And then some people started refrigerating fish, and then everybody had to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is good. You get way better quality fish.
Much better quality fish, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the fish that come in here from the long line boats, fresh fish that are packed on ice can be as old as 18 or 20 days old. On ice. That doesn't sound that fresh.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just spent several years.
10 years longline fishing, albacore fishing. Well, 12 years. Longline fishing, albacore fishing, North Pacific, South Pacific.
What was that like?
The long trips. The South Pacific trip is, I think, the longest fishing trip that a U.S. boat does.
Which is how long?
Really?
Well, the boat I worked on was home port was Anacortes, Washington. It was basically right on the Canadian border, and we would travel all the way down and fish east of New Zealand. East of New Zealand.
Wow.
So we'd go almost from North Pole to South Pole.
Wow.
Well, crazy.
Not quite that far. 6,500 miles.
Yeah. How many days were you gone?
Well, just to get to the fishing grounds is 31 days of travel.
31 days.
And then 2.5 or 3 months fishing. Normally, either you fill the boat or the weather kicks you out.
Okay. Yeah. And what were you fishing for?
Albacore.
Wow.
And is it the same stock of fish, or are they two different stocks of fish?
They look the same.
Yeah, I got it.
Sure. They bite the same.
Yeah.
But the playing field down there is massive, and the amount of boats that fish it down there. Like this year, there's only going to be 3 boats. The company I used to work for, High Seas Tuna, has 3 boats that go down there. All the other guys aren't doing it, price of fuel. And there's been – last time I was there, we had 11 cyclones in 2 months.
It was
a little choppy.
Yeah.
A little choppy.
And so we did a lot of drifting around. And
how big was the boat?
It's just a little bit smaller than the Condor, actually.
Really?
But it holds 28,500 gallons of fuel. It could hold 200,000 pounds of fish.
Holy wow.
Blast lead.
Wow.
It's a really nice boat, you know, but...
So you're not going on...
A cyclone is still a cyclone.
Yeah, so. Sure. You're not offloading fish in between trips on a boat.
No,
like
we take it all the way back up to Canada.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
So,
that's cool.
Single screw?
Yep.
Wow.
So you got to make sure that one squirrel cage is working pretty good all the time.
One generator?
No, we had three generators.
Three generators.
Two working generators, one for cruising when we didn't have any fish to catch, like a traveling generator, like all the way down, so it burns half the fuel.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
What a trip. That's really cool.
What an amazing. So you're done with that.
Well, yeah, I've been there 6 or 7 times. That's enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You conquered that goal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it conquered me or I conquered it. But, you know, we had a good crew.
Yeah,
they let me bring my wife. Michelle is aces on the boat. You know, it's always nicer having your wife with you.
Oh, for sure.
Because normally that's always a relationship breaker. You do a 6-month trip and you come home and all your stuff is gone.
Yeah.
So, keep your wife with you and keep her happy. And
there you go.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's it. Man. Yeah, and Michelle was here with us. She was going to sit
just
with us.
Just moments ago.
But she has to go study for her captain's license.
Yeah,
she's going to get her captain's license.
Yes,
and she
another captain in the family.
She works on the Condor with you?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is cool.
Her people skills are awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I wonder where she learned that.
I think that was before me. She's really good with people.
You have good people skills.
I've been told.
People love you. I mean,
everybody.
They love fishing with you.
Yeah, well, bad taste isn't a crime. So
it's been so fun having Joel back at the landing. You know, we had so much fun with Joel in the old days on, you know, fishing at Fisherman's Landing and just all the fun. And everybody comes off the boat with a smile talking about what a great time they had fishing with Joel. Fishing good or bad or indifferent. You know, make sure the vibe on the boat is good.
You know, correct
good.
Me if I'm wrong, but fishing is supposed to be fun.
That's the deal, man. That's what we're doing it for.
And a lot of guys are too serious.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't catch everything you hook.
Right.
Some get away.
Totally.
And some people lose their mind.
Yeah.
Some people in charge lose their mind, and they ruin the trip for people.
Totally.
That's all I hear.
Yeah.
You know, all you got to do is keep swinging away at it. Put on another hook, drop another jig, whatever.
That's it.
Get back to the game.
One.
Yeah. If they're biting, you're going to get another one.
Yeah, for sure. And so how long have you been on the Condor?
Just this last season. My license, my 8th issue of my captain's license actually expired on October 24th, so I had to stop running the boat for some of that yellowfin that was, we finished the season on that good grade of yellowfin that's outside Colonnette. So I missed out on the last 5 trips, but... But Michelle and I went out on Haas Hammond's trip. He had a trip on the Ocean Odyssey, and we had a blast. We ended up with 11 of those things between us.
Wow.
On a 2.5-day trip. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, your 8th issue.
Yeah, so I'm on my 9th issue of a captain's license now. Makes me feel like I need a walker.
So
a wheelchair.
Can
you help me up, lad?
You're going to have your 61st birthday in a week or so.
Yeah, not getting any younger.
Yeah, you know, you're still going.
But a lot of sea time.
Look at Frank, man. He just turned 81. He's still going.
Yeah, that guy will never stop.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we talked a bunch this year.
Yeah. So tell us about the Condor. What's it like running that big boat?
It's... The platform is fantastic.
It is.
You know, they got that sheeting all up and down the side of the cabin, which when Scott first bought the boat, I was like, look at that. You know, that's, you got to get rid of that.
Stuff, right?
But, man, people sit down and they, you know, on a nice weather day, so, you know, days when you're around the point, you're taking spray already. No one's going to be sitting there fixing up their gear. But on the nice days, which is, you know, most of the time here in Southern California, people are just sitting there. They're fixing up their tackle, you know, instead of everyone having to be balled up around the bait tank or the tackle racks, you know. They're right. It's good, and there's plenty of work room on the deck. There's a lot of boats that are really narrow between the house and, yep, and right. the rail. So, like, a couple of big guys would have a, you know, trouble passing each other, but that boat's got so much deck space. It's a really good platform.
It's huge. I mean, you said it, but people, you almost need to see it to believe it. The distance between the house and the rail is so big. The bench runs the whole way. Like, there's a bench
the
to sit
way.
Down, and a guy could be sitting there messing with his gear and
set his tackle box right next to him, or his tackle bag or whatever he's working on. Sit
and two
down.
Two guys could pass him still at the rail pulling on a fish, and one never touched the other.
No,
the boat's just huge.
It's ridiculously huge.
Yeah,
and
I
what's
love
the
it.
What's the normal load you guys take?
You know, the ultra limited loads are 24 people.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's like a 2.5 for the ultra limited, but 33, I think, is the max. Yeah. And the boat fishes that fine.
That's the thing about it. Exactly. Is the boat's giant. 33 disappear on that thing. It's a really big boat.
Everybody gets a bunk.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't have to share with anybody.
Well, I share with my wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Perfect.
If you got to share with somebody,
share with your wife.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing, yeah. That's
but, it's a really good platform, and we had a really good dynamic on the boat this last year. And I believe most of our crew is going to be coming back this year.
Awesome.
You know, Ian, he's, you know, he's got a good background. He worked on the Pegasus with Whitey. Whitey is a real fishy guy.
Yeah.
And so he brings, you know, when I had my boat, it was, we fished all day, sun goes down, throw out the sea anchor, feed everyone dinner, everyone goes to sleep, wake up in the morning, start fishing on the bag a little bit. Oh, hooked one, don't hook one, pull the sea anchor and start fishing again. You know, it's like sun up till sundown. Now it's round the clock. You fish that bluefin all night long, then you know, this last year was like brain damage during the day, except for when it got on the Cortez and the Tanner. But you're fishing 24 hours a day when it's that bluefin.
Yeah.
You need two competent guys that can fish the boat. And we have that over there.
That's cool.
Ian is awesome. So
he does the night shift.
Yeah. 12 on, 12 off. 12
That's
on,
nice.
Which is what the Coast Guard wants.
Yeah, right.
It's in the rule book, which not that somebody showed me the rule book. I'm waiting for the movie.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to read the book. Anyways, but Ian's good. You know, he fishes really hard, and I've never had a guy that drove except Linsky maybe back in the day, but to where I could turn the boat over to somebody and wake up in the morning and not go, what the hell are we doing here?
Right.
You know, I wake up in the morning and go, oh
nice job.
Hey, thanks.
High five.
Schooled. Hey, thanks, man. I got this. You know, he makes me look good, which is pretty hard most of the time.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Tim Linsky?
He's running oil boats up there in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Wow. Good for him.
He's like
probably making
one
money,
week
right?
on, a week off, or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. I might be able to drag him down here to do some stuff if Ian needs time off or whatever.
Nice.
Because Linsky and I on the boat together, people used to just go, oh, my, not both of those guys in the same boat.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, we got a really good crew. You know, Greg the cook, he's awesome. You know, he comes out, he hooks and hands. He likes fishing the jig at night, you know, and he hooks his fair share, if not more.
That's cool.
So, it's a really good dynamic. We have a good time. That's why the people come off the boat with smiles.
The other thing about that boat, and you kind of talked about it earlier before we were going, we're very fortunate down here that we just don't have, we're not affected by weather really that often. We live in the kiddie pool of Southern California, and it's beautiful. But if you happen to be out there on a day when it's choppy, that boat can really handle, like, the difference between that boat and some of the others on bad weather is just the difference between going and not going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can go. There's no issue with the boat at all.
It's big. It's sound. It's heavy.
You know, it's just an issue with who bought the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's some people that shouldn't be on. You know, we don't want anyone to get hurt.
Of course.
There's one guy that jumped off the top bunk on a trip that Scott was running, and he snapped his ankle.
Oh.
You know, doing a silly thing at the wrong time, and it kind of came back and bit him in the bottom a little bit. So, They were 10 hours out, so they had to turn around, come back in, 10 hours. They had to refund everybody, you know. It was, or maybe it was a rain check. Anyways, but it was, you know, people got to understand, you know, the boat can handle the weather, but people still got to be careful.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, it's still a boat and it's moving.
Yeah, it's definitely a moving platform, and it does move more when it's choppy.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But that big bow, that big bulbous bow, what's that thing like driving?
Well, and there's so much room for, like, if it's foamers and everyone, if the stuff bite the popper, you know, you get 8 guys up there,
easy.
You know, which isn't the whole boat, but, you know, you can never get the whole boat in the same area trying to do the same thing. It's always disaster.
Yeah.
But you get 8 guys up there fishing poppers and stuff like that.
What's Joel Ralston's favorite kind of fishing?
Oh, I like calico bass fishing.
Calico bass.
Or surface iron for yellowtail.
Yeah, I was going to say. I remember the days back in the Coronados when you fished that stuff back then.
First time Doug Kern ever met me was on the New Seaforth. I think I caught like an 18-pounder on a short 665 XH or something like that on 60-pound on a Taddy 45, and I threw the thing over the rail and stomped on its head and started yelling at it.
Chuck loved telling that story.
And he's all, who the hell is this guy?
Speaking of surface iron, Rick, you and Corey did a great job yesterday.
Oh, thanks
for covering while I was in the frigid Michigan zone there for Lolly's family is back there, and we had Thanksgiving back there. Nice Thanksgiving, but glad to be home.
And
especially when you told me it was 77 degrees here yesterday. Right? But you guys did such a great job. And Danny and Jerry were so great. And if you guys missed that show yesterday and you like to fish the surface,
yeah, that was cool.
You have to check it out either on our app, listen to the audio portion on the Let's Talk Hookup app, or go to our Facebook or YouTube page and go to YouTube Live or Facebook Live and listen to that. Listen and watch that show. It was really good.
I'd love to take credit, but when you put the owner of JRI and the Danny Wade in here, like, it's pretty easy to come up with a very good surface iron show. Speaking of the surface iron,
that guy's the master now.
You turn the 2 mics on, and 2 hours later turn them back off again, and the show ends up perfect. So I'd love to take credit, and having Corey too. It was easy with those two boys.
You guys did a great job, and I appreciate that. But Danny Wade, man, he had some nuggets in that.
No
show.
Doubt, man.
I mean, I watched the whole thing on Facebook Live yesterday in Michigan, and
which I'm impressed that you were able to watch it because I had beyond a couple of technical difficulties making the video work, you pulled the video off,
so that was the most important thing. But some of those tidbits that Danny threw out there about surface iron, and, you know, talking, you know, Danny is just like, when you talk about monofilament for fishing for surface iron, he has nothing. It's like there's not even a second consideration. It's like, no, you don't throw Spectra for surface iron, right? You know, it's like.
I like Danny so much because he doesn't hold anything back. He's been at it long enough. He's not held by any sponsor, any contract, any anything. He doesn't care if it pisses you off or makes you as happy as possible. He's going to tell you exactly how it is, like it is, always has, always will. We've been good buds for a long time, and that's what I like about him the most. He doesn't hold anything back. He's not trying to be outrageous. It's just, this is what it is, and I can tell you that it's like this because I've been doing it for 50 years. I assure you, this is the way.
He might have been doing it more than 50.
Yeah. And Jerry's great, too, because he's so knowledgeable about the jigs.
Great,
and how that was just such a great combination.
Fun.
So what's your gig when throwing surface iron? I mean, are you a monofilament guy?
Yeah, because Spectra's going to bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
Because you need a connection knot somewhere.
Yeah.
So you got to make it further than you can cast into your reel, because you don't want the splice going through the guide ever. I don't care what kind of connection, what you're fishing, bait, whatever you're fishing, you do not want your splice connection knot going through the guide ever for your casting distance. You know, it's better just have a short shot. Yeah. Personally, that's what we tell everyone on the Condor anyway. That's what I believe. I've had connection knots bite me in the butt so many times because I grab other people's rods, you know, and try to help them out, cast a bait out. Oh, connection knot, bad spot. Yeah, you get a back glass, bait falls off, you know, makes you look less than good at that time.
Gee, are you just starting to fish there?
Yeah, my first trip.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's a straight mono.
You're a straight mono guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. For bluefin, too?
If they're going to eat the iron, I think it's going to be a skip jig or something like that on the surface.
Yeah.
You know, for that type of fishing, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
One of my favorite things about having Joel back was in the shop, you know, he would recommend the guys to go get gear. And, you know, some of the kids are, you know, younger and have come up, you know, come up through it only seeing the, you know, bluefin, stealthy, this, that, or the other. And everybody wants a, you know, a Gamakatsu, thin wire, number this, you know, small circle hook. And
old school Mustad hooks.
Everybody, you know, all the boats would want this thing or that thing. And everybody would know, like, the kids would know to ask, like, what boat are you going on? I'm going on the Condor. Oh, okay. In that case, you want this pack of bronze J hook number 2. Everybody wants a Gamakatsu small circle, extra sharp, special, yeah. Special.
Yeah,
you know,
the 150 or the 151s. Yeah, those are perfect.
A Gucci hook, and then you know, they'd always know to ask, well, what boat are you going on? They go Condor. Oh, okay, never mind. Then you want this 50 pack of Mustangs.
Yeah, $9.95 for 50 of those things.
That's right.
There you go. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Just touching the surface here with Joel and all that he knows and been around for a long time.
I mean, think about all the fun that all of us, certainly myself included, have had the fun of getting to fish with Joel over the years and all of the great fisheries he's been a part of and seen it, done it. It's going to be a great show. Tons of great information with a great buddy, and we're really looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to talking to you. 2 hours of fun this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or you can send us a text. I can feel my phone buzzing away. There's a lot of texts that are already coming through, people wanting to ask questions to Joel. If you want to send us a text this morning, a question, the only way you can do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you should totally download it. It's a free download. Just as Pete had mentioned before, you can listen to all the past shows and catch that great show with Danny and Jerry from yesterday through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way to text in your questions. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need. Because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it for you. And what a cool prize we're giving away today. So how it works is we're going to have a potential winner from every caller or from every caller that makes it on the air. We're going to have a potential winner from all the texters that make it on the air. Then Joel's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, going to decide whether the winner comes from the caller or the texter side. And one lucky caller or texter is going to go on a day and a half trip on board the Condor. And you're going to get the 2025 Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendar.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Someone's going day and a half fishing at the end of today's show just for calling and showing and getting an opportunity to talk to the man.
Yeah, thanks to Scott Mizell, the owner of the Condor, for ponying that up.
Really cool.
Oh, sweet.
Very
generous. Yep. Yeah,
yeah.
So that was cool.
Very stoked. Again, one lucky caller or texter. Give us a call. It's 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of fun. Lots of catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892, or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, qcsafaris.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time this morning. Lots of fun. Phones are already packing up. No surprise there, having Joel in the studio this morning. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090. Or as we said, send the text. There's lots of fun text coming through already this morning.
Yeah, for sure. And, phones are packing up. I think people want to win a trip to go fishing on the Condor with Joel.
I know.
That's pretty awesome.
That list.
Now, are you guys going to be doing some winter trips?
That's not up to me.
Yeah.
I would like to, but, you know, we're kind of hoping that bluefin shows up again early.
Yeah.
We're doing maintenance on the boat, so the boat will be ready.
Yeah, ready to go.
Boy, that's the thing. It's a tough call. You know, you got to decide when to do maintenance at some point. You know, and the way
needs to be done, best to just do it.
Yeah, the way these last few seasons have been, I mean, there's been tuna in March, you know, in April.
There was one year when I was on the Legend, and we found that yellowtail on the finger bank. And Buzz and Nick on the Prowler and the Loanne, they were all tore up doing boat work. I think Sobiak still had the producer. All the overnight boats from the three landings over here, they were busy doing maintenance.
Sure.
And Frank was giddy. He was coming over. He said, you got these guys moving with the purpose. They are moving with the purpose because we're catching limits of yellowtail in March. March 16th.
That's cool.
We had limits of lingcod. We went to South Sepoyades and on the Finger Bank. We only had like 18 people. I think we had 95 lingcod and 95 yellowtail.
Wow.
And everyone thought it was a joke because it was Linsky and I in the boat. They're all...
These guys are messing around
with us. They're setting up an April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
And they were calling. Like, hey, no, we don't... We may joke around, but not on the fish count. Fish count's a fish count.
Yeah.
We do not bump it.
Yeah.
Ever. It is what it is. And then we were getting out full, and these guys are still in the middle of boat work, not anywhere near the end. And Frank was... I think that's the happiest I ever saw Frank.
That's cool.
We made money hand over fist. It was awesome.
That's cool. Well, hey, let's jump into those phones. They want to talk to Joel.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Mike? He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome
morning,
to
Mike.
Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Nice talking to you. Joel, I had such a good time on the boat with you. We went out and we caught 100 yellowtail off the bottom one day, and we topped it with 100 bluefin. So
the Cortez.
You provided a great experience for – yeah, told me I could have a room on the boat anytime I wanted. But it was such a good trip.
Maybe when I flip the coin, you're going to win and you'll get a day and a half trip for whenever you want.
I wanted to say thank you very much for a great experience. My buddy said the cook is a great cook out there, so we went on the boat and we had a very good time. So welcome back to the fleet.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being back.
Yeah, we like having him back in our zone.
I know, I sure do, man.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Me too.
Joel brings a lot of fun and high energy no matter what's
Absolutely.
Going on. And, yeah, it sure is good to have you back.
I am a little
more
enthusiastic from time to time.
Yeah, we like it.
Well, I had a fun text I want to read. It says, good morning, boy. I was really looking forward to this show. I've had the pleasure of fishing with Captain Beaks this summer. What a great operation. Tons of good energy. The boat itself is fantastic, and you guys were right, tons of room. Can you please go over the different methods of hooking bait and when you would do each, butt hook, collar hook, nose hook, etc. Thanks for the great times, Rory in Lakeside.
Well, it's kind of a visual thing for the going over the hook thing. I try to do that every time on every trip. After the seminar, we do part two of my bait tank for anyone that needs any help. But I've always liked belly hooking. Always have. It's just forward of the butt on the bait. You got to get a lot of meat on the hook because if you try to cast and you don't have enough meat on there, you're just going to cast the bait off. But a lot of people have been hooking them in the shoulder lately. Ian's pretty good on the shoulder hook. We have a
Jack. A little better.
Pardon me?
Swims a little better?
I think so.
Yeah.
But him and I are about, we're pretty even on the hook and hand thing.
Yeah.
But normally he's sleeping during the daytime, so that gives me an advantage at hooking more than him.
And that's
but then at night, he hooks more
so.
On the iron than I do because I'm sleeping at that time.
Oh,
so. But we have this couple, Jack and Annette, that come out of the boat, and they're bait fishing phenoms. If we hook 60 fish, they've hooked 30 of them.
Wow.
They're amazing. And they do the call, and it's kind of like, just like where the gill plate would end on the top, right up top there on the shoulder, yeah. They hook their baits like that, and they get bit a lot. And sometimes if you got to do the long soak, the nose hook bait is good. It's just kind of hard on a slow drift day to get your bait to go away from the boat on the nose hook.
Yeah.
So it's really a lot of trial and error.
When there's a lot of wind, a lot of current, nose hook because the boat gets going
to
move fast.
Yeah, the
right?
boat's moving a little fast, and you need to be able to toss a bait a little bit because baits are cowards. They're always going to look for some shelter, and the boat's always the best source of shelter for a bait.
Right.
They always try to swim back to the boat, especially when there's fish around. So.
If it's like long soak, get a bait forever away from the boat, I always fail miserably. I'm just not that guy. I need to get a bite right now. I want to burn through baits.
And it's a recipe for a tangle. I can't seem to get a tangle-free bait out away from the boat. You know, that distance, half a spool away, that is not me.
Yeah.
I have no patience. If I'm not bit in 2 minutes, I normally wind in and shake a bait off and start all over again. I'm not good for bait conservation. I'm all about
there's certainly a master to it, I just don't have the patience for it.
And there's some guys that they'll get bit. Long soak, man, and it's like I'm not getting bit. They're getting bit.
I was the reason I brought that up was going to say like the advantage of doing that nose hook and then getting the bait for a ways around the boat. The few times that I can get through it is you get a lot of bites winding that bait back to the boat again too. And that is the one thing. That's the one thing that I like. That's about the only good thing I like about that nose hook bait is you can send that thing forever out and then just put your reel into low gear and just turn the handle nice and slow and wind that thing back to the boat. You get a lot of bites that way.
We had a guy bring his own flying fish on the debut trip on the Condor last year. He had like 6 flying fish. And we didn't see enough around us on most of the schools we stopped on, but he just nose hooked his own flying fish. He had the wings, stapled so that they were out. And he just kind of did a long soak on that. Every once in a while, pulled on it, twitch his flying fish, and he got 140 pounder.
That's really? So cool.
Yeah. So then everyone
just fly lining a flying fish.
Just toss it out there and just let it soak.
Let it soak. I'll be darned.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Gotta love that.
You never know what's going to work until you try it.
Sure.
That's it. Hey, I have a great text here from Darren in Menifee, and he wants to know about your long-range trips that you were doing there. And he says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Captain Joel. Your long-range trips toward New Zealand, were you able to fish any of the islands on the way, or would you refuel somewhere? Able to do any fun fishing, you want to know?
No, we trolled on the way down, but every state, every country is really possessive of their EEZ, so we can't drag anything within 200 miles of like the Cook Islands or French Polynesia. There's little spots where we can put some gear in the water. We catch a little bit of wahoo, some skipjack, various size yellowfin and big eye on the way down, some dorado, stuff like that. But we don't stop. It's the money fish is albacore, so we just keep going.
Just keep going.
Stop Tahiti, throw on some fuel, get some produce, and off the dock and keep
So you
driving.
Would stop and refuel in Tahiti?
Yeah, Tahiti was our point. Nobody goes to Samoa anymore. The boats that used to go south, there'd be boats that would go to Samoa and check the western zone. They go straight down from Samoa and fish close to the EEZ for New Zealand, start pushing east. And then the other boats that went to Tahiti would go straight south and get down to the water temperature you think they're in and start pushing west and all meet up in the middle and try to find the meat down there.
Yeah.
For a month at a time on the boat, what becomes the favorite meal and what's the most hated meal? I mean, you're on
the guys we had on the boat were really good cooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there isn't. There
it
isn't,
took a while because we had a Filipino crew,
a lot of things were
deep fried, and it took me a while to say, that's going to kill me. So, so let's just throw it in the oven instead of in all that really hot oil. And so they were really good cooks.
That's cool.
And on the way down, it's like Brian Kiyohara used to say on those long trips. You eat till you're sleepy and sleep till you're hungry, and then do whatever you need to do.
Is there a person who cooks all the meals, or everybody takes a turn?
Rotation, kind of
thing?
Yeah.
How many crew on that boat?
Four.
That's cool.
Just four.
Just four.
Doing everything. Yep. Including your wife.
Well, five with her, six with me.
Okay, so six total.
But they don't let me do anything.
Yeah.
And the boss didn't want me to do anything.
You just drive the boat.
It was really unhealthy. I mean, a lot of fun, but all I did was sit up in the wheelhouse. They'd bring me food.
Yeah.
You know, oh, sonar mark, turn the boat. Nice weather, you know, keep circling over the fish. Oh, where they go? Oh, they go that way, reverse the circle.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun fishing.
I believe you, though. Like I said, but you're an action guy. Like,
yeah. It's back, really boring.
Yeah, get your voice up and yelling and having
and
a good time.
And I get happy and I start screaming, and it makes the Filipinos nervous because all the white guys they see screaming.
It's never a good thing. Yeah.
You know, and then they came up, they go, you're happy. I go, yeah, we drove 31 days. To find this, and now we're here. Damn right, I'm happy. We're making money now.
That's great, man. I'm bugged.
Yeah.
And it was all long line. There was no bait.
No. We're jigging.
Oh, you're jigging.
Yeah, we troll 26 jigs.
26 at a time.
Yeah, there's outriggers on the bow of the boat, outriggers on the back of the boat. There's a cloth line in between them, so we drag four on either side. And then the side jig gear gets, I mean, right alongside the boat from the bow all the way back to the corner gets bit really good.
Really?
Just as good as the stuff in the back. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can look over the side. It gets like when the gear is loaded up, you can see fish swimming under the fish that are hooked. Like, hey, where's mine?
Yeah, I want to get.
You know, they're just swimming there, and it's as fast as you can pull them. You shake it off, throw the jig back in the water, bam, it's on again.
I love it.
And what kind of water temperature are you fishing down there?
Oh, anywhere from 58 to 62.5 or 63.
So at the end of the season,
sometimes 64, 65 degrees.
Yeah,
that's cool, Joel.
Pretty amazing.
Yes.
New Zealand.
Yeah, east of New Zealand.
Phew, that's a long way down.
The north, well, there's a Chatham Island that's right there. There's a ridge that comes up, the Chatham Ridge is called.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the Louisville ridges also. There's like, they go northwest, southeast, and there's some high spots. One comes up to like 258 fathoms. But from there, that's like the area. And if you have to go further east than that, then normally it's a bust. But
yeah, wow.
That's cool. I dig it. Hey, well, let's jump back.
Actually, the boat's on the way down there right now.
Really?
The boat I used to run.
Cool. Let's jump back and talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Ryan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say wonderful show. The Condor, my greatest memory from the Condor was when I was out of high school back in 2017, I caught my first bluefin on that fish. So tons of fun time on that boat. Really can't thank you how much I enjoyed that trip, Captain Joel. But to go back to your thing about how much you like calico bass and surface iron fishing, from both setups, what would be your ultimate setup?
What's your favorite calico bass outfit and your favorite surface iron outfit?
Those nose hook anchovy right in the weeds. It used to be the kind. When I was a kid, the brown bait used to get bit pretty good, but the guys wouldn't let me have one. I had to steal them out of the bait tank. Anytime the guys on the top of the tank saw me, they'd turn that scoop around and crack my knuckles in the back end of the scoop because all the brown bait was for all the regulars, and didn't matter how much I fished there. I was just a kid, so kids get beat up a little bit sometimes, but we have to earn it.
Yeah, there it is.
But I got my fair share of brown baits and caught my fair share of bass. But when the stuff starts spawning and it's out of the stringers and the bull kelp, you know, and the current's right and the stringers are laid down, the surface iron, nice slow wind on a white jig, just...
That's cool.
And that's good living. Anytime you can fish the surface iron and see what you're trying to catch, eat what you're fishing with, there's nothing better. Be it a yellowtail, barracuda, bonita, calico bass, just getting bit on the surface and seeing it happen. That's the coolest thing since sliced bread, if you ask me.
Just don't see brown bait anymore in the mix. Is that
related? We had a little bit towards the end. When they make beach bait, and the bait's right on the beach.
Like a croaker, right?
A croaker's a little different. Brown bait's a queen fish.
It's a queen fish.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the croakers get bit, too. Same thing.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah, but one of the
pompano usually get bit. We don't see many pompano.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about yesterday's show was, Danny Wade was basically described almost word for word what you just did. Like, you know, how does it get more fun than a perfect day where it's laid down, you can see everything, and the kelp was laid just right, or
the kelp, but it's down enough so you can cast your surface jig and let it waddle right over the stringers and
watch the bass
come out and blow out on your jig.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen. And we all said the same thing. You can't possibly get you know, there's no more fun way to catch them. And then Corey goes, well, I can think of a way that's more fun to catch them. You know, being the guy that's the ultimate swim bait guy in the world, it was just fun. You know, there's three guys who are just foaming at the mouth and thinking there's no better way to catch a calico bass on a surface iron. And it was just that was probably my favorite part of Corey. Well, I can think of one way better.
Well, here's a guy that likes to fish the brown bait, Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, Frank.
Morning, boss.
Good morning. Good morning, Joel and everybody. The brown bait used to be so much fun. It's amazing how big a tomcod they'll eat. But boy, like Joel said, you don't see much brown bait in the bait anymore, but that's because of the sardine fishery.
Yeah.
I called mainly, Pete, to let you know that both the Royal Star, I don't know if, did you get that report yet?
No.
Well, the Royal Star was on a 3-day trip. He had a fair day. He had 185 yellowfin tuna and 6 bluefin.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like 35 to 70 pounds. And Aliar was going through that area on headed for Elias Rocks, and he ended up with, he had one stop for 75, and he just kept going. So I'm just trying to point out the fact that we have a 3-dayer after this 10-dayer on the Supreme that has 6 openings. So if somebody wants to have some unbelievable fishing for bluefin and yellowfin tuna, there's still a boat or two that are available to go on a trip, okay?
Wow. That's on awesome. A 3-day trip. So Joel asked, did that fish push back up?
Not really. It's at about,
160?
240 to 250 miles.
Yeah, that's the down.
You get a full day's fishing plus a couple hours after dark, and then the next day, if the weather's right, you get a couple drifts fishing rock cod.
Oh, that sounds
nothing wrong with
awesome.
That.
God, that sounds fun.
Sounds
right
like
now.
A fun. Yeah, in December.
You kidding me?
Go catch a bunch of yellowfin and bluefin, and then finish up with rock cod.
And what a day the Star and the Supreme must have had yesterday. That beautiful ocean condition yesterday. It was flat calm and warm and nice and biting yellowfin and fly line and baits. God, that sounds so good right now.
Well, it's just amazing fishing, and you know the trips. I don't know which boats still have openings after Christmas. I think the RP has a couple openings, but for the last 5-6 years, they've had fabulous bluefin and yellowfin tuna fishing. So hopefully that will stick through January, really.
Yeah, so. That sounds good. Well, Frank, happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday, yeah. Boss.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you. It's good to have you back in town, Joel.
It's good to
Joel
be back.
Joel did a heck of a job. I don't know. I think you guys are well aware him coming back to sport fishing. He really did super well this year.
Yeah, he did.
Good to have Joel back in our fleet, not just fishing commercials.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's where I belong, so.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love having you here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks.
All right, you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more catch reports, more texts as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and at Sports Grid Radio Network.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get in on the fun, give us a call. 213-432-1090 is how you do it.
Yeah, well, line open. It's been a busy morning, but there's lines open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to go fishing with Joel on the Condor. Day and a half trip is up for grabs this morning to one lucky caller or texter. Day and a half trip. So 213-432-1090. Open right now. JP is standing by. Thank goodness we have JP.
Yeah, he's the man. No doubt about that. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. It's not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you're going to want more. Their new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with a ceramic blade so they'll never rust. You can see me at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, good morning. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Good.
Sounds like
it. I was great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know. Back to normal, huh? Yeah. Finally. Jeez, it's been a month. Yeah, good stuff, man. Hey, for us this week, we had some nice weather, a little bit offshore stuff this week, a little breeze. A couple mornings made it hard for the half-day guys to kind of get set up right in the mornings and whatnot. But for the most part, our bass fishing has been it's been finesse-style fishing. Light line approaches, like 8 to 12 pound line. The guys that are scaling it down have had a little bit better success. Yeah, they're guys fishing like drop shot setups, like little fluke baits and things like that. You know, something imitating a small anchovy. Have been getting bites, sliding egg sinker setups, and then lighter dropper loops. Guys fishing like a 1 ounce torpedo sinker on that lighter 12 pound have been getting some bites too. But you know, we're seeing some sheephead and a few halibut in the mix too. Those guys getting those baits down near the bottom. And with this cooler water, I mean, the water this week was like 56 to 59, and it was dirty in some areas, and, you know, you kind of had to hunt around and find the stuff. But the guys that fished the lighter line definitely saw more success, so take that for what that's worth. Rockfish on our three-quarter day right now has been it's been best out deep, to be honest with you. A lot of bait kind of pushed in over that 50-fathom curve in that Camp Pendleton zone there that we like to fish sometimes. So that shallower zone was a little off this week. So the days that we were able to get out to the 14-mile bank, we definitely saw the better opportunity. So we're talking like 100, 110, sometimes 120 fathoms. So 1 to 2 pounds of weight was kind of what we needed with a little bit of breeze this week. But still, the trade-off for the effort was well worth it with some nice reds when we were in a little shallower parts of that bank. And then, of course, the Floridas, Chilis, and Boccaccio out there in that deeper sector. So well worth investing in an electric reel. If you have one, bring it. If you don't, it's still totally doable with the standard conventional tackle. But, you know, those heavy weights and then the trade-off for that work has definitely been worth it. So the weather this week looks nice. So with the lighter loads, now that we've kind of pushed through the Thanksgiving week, I anticipate we'll be back out there as much as we can this week. And then just wrap it up here. Just a reminder, today's the last day of our gift certificate sale. Jump on that. You can buy up to 10 half-day or three-quarter-day tickets at a pretty good discount. So you can do that online through our website, or you can actually walk into the Dana Wharf office and do it over the counter. And then we're looking forward to kicking off our halibut derby in January. So just going to throw that out there. We've got some really good sponsors online with that again. And you know, we got a month to finalize all that and get it ready to go in January. So
that's
looking forward to a good
awesome
week.
Deal there, Willie. I mean, that it's you call it your Black Friday sale, right? You get, it's like half price on half and three quarter day. Is that right?
Yeah. So the half price is for our whale watching stuff. It's up to 30% off on our half and three quarter day, which still, if you can buy, a bank of 10 tickets for half day, three quarter day, give them as a gift, do whatever. Yeah, it's awesome. It's still saving a nice chunk of money to
great,
come to
what
it.
What a so. Great gift idea.
And it's super easy.
Yeah.
And it's super easy.
So. For sure.
Anyways, that's our report for the week here. Give us a call if you want to come with us this week. Our number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawerf.com, and then we'll get you out there this week.
Right on, Willie. Great report, as always, bro. We'll look forward to hearing another great one next week. Look forward to that Howl
awesome.
Derby getting rolling again, too, man.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
We're ready. You know, things look prime.
That's
things
cool.
look prime. Baits in the right zones, and still we're seeing some fish. So.
Thanks,
okay.
Willie. Appreciate
Thanks, Willie.
That.
All right, see ya.
Speaking of halibut tours, I wonder how that Dana Landing market
after Thanksgiving
halibut
classic.
I wonder how their halibut derby.
I know. Hopefully, we can get a little check.
Maybe
we'll
a little report.
Get a text for Steve. We'll see if we can find out
Johnny,
some results for you. Totally.
Get some stuff in there for sure.
Well, hey, while we're waiting for our surf guru Gundy Gunderson, I want to remind you the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is out now. You'll find it at all the local tackle shops, all the landings. I know they got it at Dana Landing. It's full of the amazing photographs, tide charts, important dates and tips, and a bunch of great information, even in the calendar that'll make you a better angler. Find it today at a store near you or online at surffishtackle.com.
We're giving one away today as a bonus prize along with that day and a half trip on the Condor to go fishing with Joel. And you want to get through 213-432-1090. You have a great text.
I do, yeah. Good morning, guys. What a great show. My question is for Joel. What is the ideal line class setups for two rods and reels that you think most of your passengers should bring on a day and a half trip this season on the Condor? And that's from Matt in Apple Valley. Bringing two outfits, what are they, Joel?
Well, this year when the stuff got on the banks, it got really line shy. So, I mean, I'd always hope that once they eat heavier line, but 180-pound or 100-pound for fishing the iron at night. And then, you can bring 40-pound. Normally, if you need to go to lighter line, you can always put a little top shot on or a little fluorocarbon, 25 or 30-pound on the end of that. You just got to remember to set your drag appropriately, because a lot of people think, I got 40-pound on my reel, but they forget they got a 25-pound fluorocarbon leader.
Yeah.
So they pull like 40-pound, and, it doesn't work so good.
The two-outfit thing was maybe a little shy for this year, just because of having that big fish and then sinker rig fishing. And every trip, you might catch a 20-pounder on the bank or a 120-pounder at nighttime.
Off the bank, yeah.
Or 70-pounders biting sinker rigs in the daytime.
They're all mixed up. It made it really tough to narrow down what to say for the rental gear or try to tell people. You know, if you got the gear, if you got it, bring it, because it doesn't do you any good to own it and not have it with you. I got some 25-pound in the garage. Well, hey, we have plenty of rod holders on the boat.
Especially going on a boat like yours.
And if we run out of rod holders, we'll let you store your gear on the upper deck.
Yeah.
So you got it, bring it.
So when it got line shy, did smaller hooks matter?
It was all small, because we had one body of fish. That fish, when it got on the bank, there were 34 boats fishing it.
34 boats.
And that's the most boats I saw at once. 34 boats on one end of the Cortez.
Crazy.
And they're all stacked up. And everyone was catching, it was biting good. Some guys did a little bit better than others, but... But after that kind of pressure, they know what's up.
Yeah.
So light line, little hooks, that's why we started going to those J hooks, because those circle hooks, it seems like there's no industry standard for a number two hook. You get a number two circle hook and put it next to a number two J hook, and there is a ridiculous size difference.
Right.
So a number two isn't just a number two.
Right.
And so those little hooks really, really help. But, we lost a lot of fish. We'd straighten out those hooks. People would be getting bit off because it's a J hook instead of the circle hook, not always in the corner of the mouth.
Right.
But you're getting a bite, First thing in catching something is you got to be able to get bit.
Got
to
get a bite.
So if you're using the wrong hook or it's a little bit too big, some people are able to get bites on circle hooks. Some people just, get the bait on the hook a little bit better than other people. I don't know what the deal is. Pick a little bit better bait. But it was tough to get a bite on the size hook you want to hook a fish on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because normally the rule of thumb is you match the hook to the size of the bait, not to the size of the fish you intend to catch. And at the end of the year for that yellowfin down there, the sardine was huge.
Right.
It was the biggest bait I think I've ever fished. I mean, you almost need one person to hold the bait and somebody else to hook the bait. It was huge.
But they'd eat it.
But they'd eat it, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's nice because it can carry around a big old hook and heavy line, no problem, swim away from the boat great.
Yeah, and people can cast something like that.
Sure.
You know, that yellowfin, it's totally different than because it, you know, those guys right now that are fishing that yellowfin down there at 240 miles, I know they're fishing 80-pound and a 6-0 circle hook or something like that,
stuck
belly hook,
in the corner.
Toss into the corner, and gear, rod loaded up, we're on. Damn.
You'd hate that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, that'd just bring a tear to my eye. In fact, that's how our last trip was.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Jason in OB has a good question. Says, good morning, everybody. What a pleasure to have Joel on the show today. My question for Joel, what is the craziest weather you've gone through? Have you ever seen rogue waves? Like, have there ever been a time when you were really scared, thought you might not make it? Kind of like
a
storm or something like that?
Like the last day of school when you're looking at the clock, when the wind's blowing and you're getting beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the boat I was on in the South Pacific, we drifted a lot. We had empty tanks up front, so we could weight the boat down so it kind of leans into the weather, and that helps. You know, you just drift better. And if that didn't help, then we just kind of jog through the weather. But no, 70 knots of wind, I think, is the most I've been in.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Which the guys that I fish with have been in 100-plus knots of breeze.
Really?
There's a couple guys that are in our group that live in Alaska. They get that all the time. So it's like nothing for them. But no, I complete total faith in the boat.
Sure.
Steel boat, yeah.
Steel is your friend when it's hooting.
Yeah.
That's why you like the Condor so much.
Yeah, actually. but at 70 knots was the most. We drifted for 3 days in that kind of weather. We drifted 120 miles in 3 days.
It's 70 knots of breeze.
What does the rigging sound like when there's 70 miles an hour wind?
Oh, it's whistling.
I'll bet it is.
We got chains, so sometimes it's clanging. That keeps me awake. I got to go up there
and tie
it down a little bit.
Drifting without a sea anchor or anything?
No, we don't have a sea anchor.
No, just drift.
Just drift.
Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is
really
trip,
fun.
Man.
But I keep my bunk on the downwind side of the boat, so when the boat leans, I kind of end up on the wall.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and when Michelle's with me, you know, she's pushed up against the wall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't slide back and forth all over the bunk.
You got to figure it out, man.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Alex, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome
morning,
to
Alex.
Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Are you able to hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Alex, yeah, got you.
Yep. Hey, good morning, guys. So I got a question on solid braid. Do you ever get like, you know, tangled up with a bunch of people and you end up having to cut a bunch of your braid? Are you able to kind of like splice together some braid? Is it not still going to be, I know it's not going to be 100%. Are you able to do that, or would you just say, you know what, take all the braid off and just start fresh?
Well, we try not to cut. In fact, I almost lost two of my fingers in a braid tangle on the bow of bluefin fishing in the middle of the night. But we try not to cut. But you know, if you have to, we could. We definitely could make a connection knot. That should be for you because you're the man when it comes to the tackle.
If you were in a fast scenario, I'm in a tangle and I got a fish on the line, or I need to keep fishing. You could bust out a back-to-back uni knot and probably get through your trip just fine and probably not pay the price, and it would be quick and easy and pretty skinny and get through your guides and everything just fine, and that's what I would do. I would just increase the number of turns that you would normally do it if you were tying it in your fluorocarbon or your mono. Spectre is a little more slippery, so I would just increase the turns. Maybe do, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 turns instead of, you know, 4 or 5 like you would in your mono or fluoro. I think the strongest way to tie two solid pieces of Spectra would just be to bust out two small bimini loops and then just like cat's paw, you know, loop to loop those loops together. That in my mind is the strongest, but it's not as stealthy or small or skinny or, you know, like what Joel was talking about earlier. It's certainly not something that you want to be casting through the guides. But I think in terms of strength, if it's down on your reel, you know, I saw a lot of guys this last two seasons that, you know, Power Pro Depth Hunter offshore, that, you know, change line changes color every 300 feet. It sure is nice for that nighttime jig fishing to know where you're at, and that was a good way to do it. If your you know, connection is going to be down 500 or 600 feet, because you want to put, you know, 5 or 6 of those colors on your reel, just tie a couple of bimini loops together and then, you know, loop to loop those, you know, like a 3-turn cat's paw. That thing is never, ever going to be what fails. Something else is going to fail before that connection does.
There you go.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including the results of the halibut tournament. Johnny just gave me the whole lowdown. Whoa. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outerland, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Isle. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. When we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.